Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at vaxassist.com. That's vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
What is up? Welcome back to Monday Morning Recap. I am your host for the day, for the week, Rob Fox, joined by Dan Regester.
The inmates are running the asylum.
Let's fucking go.
I'm sure after a national championship win by Ohio State, the two people you want to hear from the most on this panel, a UCF and Mizzou fan.
Yes. Who has totally moved on to college basketball, by the way. I don't even care about
college football anymore. What are
college sports? Well, yeah. You've been in fucking Eagles gear nonstop for the last 3 days.
I will remain in Eagles gear for the rest of the week.
Like, literally, every time I've seen you, it has been the same thing. Like, different shirts, but Eagles jersey over a hoodie with an Eagles beanie. Every fucking time.
For the episode of Softcore History, I was wearing my Cooper DeJean jersey. Also wore that on MLK Day.
Which you, yeah, because you're a racist.
You got to celebrate a white cornerback.
You do.
They don't come around very often.
As we talked about on Softcore, it's essentially like a unicorn and a Pegasus had a baby. It's a winged unicorn.
It's a dragon. It's a real life dragon.
It's just a creature of myth. Mm-hmm. Cooper DeJean.
Still hasn't given up a touchdown all year.
Look at him. He almost had a pick.
He should have had a pick.
But we'll talk about the NFL in due time.
We have to talk about evil winning yesterday.
Is that how you define it?
Ohio State, yes.
Okay. Elaborate.
I will say work will be much easier when Ross is here.
Right off the top,
let's just he texted us. He's like, "Hey, remind the people I went 11-0."
He went 11-0 in his college football playoff predictions by the skin of his teeth.
By the skin of his teeth on that last second field goal.
If Ohio State had simply converted a first down
instead of just that giant
bomb
to Smith.
Yeah. Then he doesn't cover.
No.
Because I think he probably got it at 8 or 8.5.
It's a little bit bitter this morning for him if he loses.
Bittersweet. Yeah. He sent us his MyBookie balance, and it was
like
full.
Like 48 grand or something.
It was full. I told him he should be a man and go to the MyBookie.com live casino tab at the top where me and Dan play blackjack every Friday. But they also have live roulette tables. And because his Buckeyes, primary color red, just won, go put all 48 grand on red.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's some balls.
Exactly. I do need to remind the people, too, that I came on this very show after they lost to Michigan. And I told you, Ohio State still has a very good chance to win the national championship.
The loss was meaningless.
Ross responded, they don't belong. I don't care. I'm not going to count it. They don't belong. Ohio State, I cannot. Just out of the pride inside of me, since we lost to Michigan, I cannot accept a national championship. And yet, here we are, weeks later.
I mean,
what is he doing?
They were the only team, probably, that really deserved to win the national championship this year. Texas, no.
Oregon?
Oregon's the only
Oregon
one.
Deserves the national championship.
Oregon's the only one.
Raw deal with that draw.
No, what they got a raw deal with was the 12-team playoff. Because if it had been a 4-team playoff, it had started next year. What's the field? It's Oregon against
Georgia against maybe Texas makes it. And Notre Dame, probably.
And Notre Dame.
Yeah.
That's Oregon's to lose.
Maybe throwing a Penn State. I don't know.
Yeah. It'd either be Penn State or Texas. Maybe it would be Texas. We talked about
it. It would probably be Texas because you couldn't throw in Penn State over Ohio State.
Right.
Since Ohio State beat Penn State.
Right. And Texas had only lost to two games, but one team.
Yeah.
So Texas would have been
the same. Oregon's probably national champions if it's a 14 player.
There's an alternate universe in which Ducks fans aren't killing themselves right now, but we don't live in that universe.
No.
We live in this universe where the Ohio State Buckeyes are the national champions of college football.
You also got to feel good for my boy, Will Howard. Down in town, Pennsylvania zone. He even gave a shout out to Down in Town.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. In his post game interview. They also were on their way to the presser.
Yeah, I saw that.
Woman driving a golf cart just smashed right into a wall.
It was a golf cart limo. It was a long one.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Ryan Day was pleased.
Probably not.
He was kind of pissed. Howard was laughing, though.
Yeah. Man, Ryan Day, what a turnaround.
He would have been fired.
If this had been, speaking of how different things would have been if there had been a 4-team playoff this year, Ryan Day would be unemployed. Mm-hmm. He would have been fired for losing like a grand total of 6 games.
I think he has like one of the highest winning percentages in college football history.
Yeah, just can't get it done. Just can't get it done. But he got it done. He got it done. Ohio State, there were only two teams in this field that I thought really were, Georgia without Carson Beck, you got to take him out. But the only two teams that were like, seemed even like remotely like Goliaths were Oregon and Ohio State. Texas, deeply flawed. Notre Dame is Notre Dame at this point.
Man, all right, let's talk about that game for a second. Riley Leonard ran the ball 9 times on the first drive, scores the opening touchdown. They just march down the field, eat up all the clock. That's the recipe for Notre Dame to beat Ohio State, right? Keep their offense off the field, control the ball, control the clock, score, get the job done. But one drive in, Leonard's on the sideline, puking, bleeding.
Yep.
Gave everything he had.
Yep.
For an opening score. And that, I mean, that he had nothing left in the tank.
Here's what Ohio State did right. Because I said last week, the one thing Ohio State can't have, like I would not feel good as an Ohio State fan, if you go into the half like Penn State did, where you were clearly the better team, but you're just not up by that much. Mm-hmm. Like 2 scores even, 2 touchdowns.
That didn't happen.
Nope.
First half, Notre Dame couldn't stop Ohio State.
But what happened in the second half? Freeman still got in the locker room and fired him up. Notre Dame played better in the second half.
Yeah, yeah.
They were better than Ohio State, but it didn't matter.
They get a stop there at the end of the game. Still 1 possession game.
Yeah. Because that's what Notre Dame does. They just somehow can only not be dog shit after they're dog shit for a while and then get yelled at by Freeman midway through the game.
Maybe do that at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, Freeman. No shit. So
I mean, they did come out with their fucking hair on fire.
In the very first possession. Yeah, yeah. But that's the thing, though. Ohio State did what they needed to do, which is make Notre Dame, put them in a hole.
Let's also be fair to Notre Dame. I believe like half their roster is injured.
I don't care.
I know. Ohio State was saying their whole offensive line was hurt. Which, sure.
Well, that was
you just plug and play another 5-star.
That was the Ohio State excuse when they lost to that Bama team, which was so loaded that I don't think it mattered in 2020 or whatever.
Offensive lines don't matter, apparently. You got the skill position players. Well, it's also funny. You have all these like great quarterbacks that have come through Ohio State recently. The one that gets it done. Or I guess the 2 quarterbacks that have gotten it done. Cardell Jones.
Right.
And Will Howard.
Yeah. Should tell you something. Don't bother with the quarterback.
Don't
spend your money elsewhere.
Yeah. I mean, look at Georgia. They're 2 natties. Stetson Bennett.
Stetson fucking Bennett. Now, granted, Michigan had a great quarterback, but they didn't throw the ball that much.
J.J. McCarthy was not a great quarterback.
He's a great quarterback.
He's not a great
quarterback. They didn't throw the ball that much. When's the last national champion that had a great quarterback? Would that be Alabama? Mac Jones?
Mac Jones also, I guess in college, he was a great quarterback.
Yeah. He
Joe Burrow.
He had insane numbers.
A great quarterback.
Yeah. And then the Clemson guys.
To be determined with Trevor Lawrence. I'm still down on him. He's a great college quarterback.
Yeah, I'm talking about the NFL.
Same with Deshaun. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Watson, I don't know what the fuck. I mean, obviously, he got jerked off quite a few times, and then that ruined his career. He was a good NFL quarterback.
He was a great NFL quarterback. And then that happened, and whew. Was that the Bill O'Brien effect?
It might be, honestly. But, you know, shout out to Ohio State and all the listeners. Richard Danoff. I'm sure he's partying still, having a good time.
Isn't Dulesky a Ohio State guy or no?
No.
Okay. He's Iowa?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, big dick.
Danoff is Ohio State.
Had a good time.
There's plenty of Ohio State people in the chat and the Facebook group. Congrats to you guys.
Huge. You know, great win.
Columbus is it's an okay city.
Never been.
I don't hate it.
Never been. When have you been?
I've been to Columbus. I've been to a weird amount of Ohio cities.
I guess.
Yeah. Columbus, Cincinnati, Akron.
Is your family vacation there? What's that amusement park in Ohio?
I've never been to Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Pines. Cedar Park or whatever. Who cares?
No, I've been to Akron, though, for LeBron James Basketball Academy.
Okay. Yeah, where he clowned you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But congrats to Ross for the win, and congrats to Ross for the...
Congrats to us for maybe a week or two of... You know, easy work.
He's gonna be happy.
He'll
he doesn't have any
happy.
Sports to ruin him until I guess baseball, but he won't care about baseball in the summer.
No,
That's not till October.
And he's, you know, he's got his Chiefs still in the playoffs.
His Chiefs?
Yeah, he likes greatness, so.
I am too. I want to watch history.
No, you don't. Nobody wants to see the Chiefs win the fucking Super Bowl.
I want to see my perfect matchup that I want to see is Chiefs and Commanders, Redskins, whatever.
Stop.
That's what I want. I want the electric rookie against the dynasty.
All right. Well, before we get on to the NFL, let's wrap up college football. Overall thoughts with the season?
Great season. It was exciting.
You were never really out of it if you're an elite team.
Yeah. I mean, dude, even Missouri, who was like a very mid team this year, like they ended the season ranked, but like kind of a mid team, and they were one possession, one stop away from having at least the best case you could say is they get fucked out of the playoff for SMU, right? Because if they had gone 10-2 in the SEC, and it was down to one possession against South Carolina. If Missouri had been not, you know, had finished.
You always make this about yourself. You're not going to see me talk about UCF here.
There's nothing to talk about with UCF. But I'm saying that's what made it great. There were more teams that got to care. I mean, Arizona State.
Yeah. I don't know if that'll ever happen again with Arizona State.
No, probably not. I mean, their coach is young and an alum, isn't he?
Yeah, he's an alum, and they also are bringing back quite a ton of talent from that team.
Yeah.
Scataboo's gone, but
everyone else.
And the Big 12 is so winnable.
Oh, every year.
It's great.
Yeah. No, this is a fun year, man. It really is. I guess they're expanding it again to 14. No, they're not expanding it next year to 14.
14 the year after?
Maybe, yeah, but it'll be 12 again coming up.
But what they need to do is definitely...
You got to get rid of the auto seating.
You got to fix the seating.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's certain. Yeah. Just four best teams, give them the buys.
It'll also make the first round better.
Yeah.
You get exciting games in the first round.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Who blew it this year? Who fucking shit the bed?
If I'm Penn State, I'm kicking myself.
Yeah.
I don't know how you don't win that game against Notre Dame. Notre Dame, props to them, credit to them, obviously, for getting to the national championship. They were super beat up. They were not at full strength. They were not, I don't think they were a top two team in the country or a top four team in the country. I mean, they lost to Northern Illinois.
Yeah.
They rallied the troops. They ran the table. And yeah, Freeman, even getting back into the national championship a little bit made it respectable. Like if they just got TCU'd.
Right.
If they just
made it a
got
game.
The doors blown off them.
They made it a game. They were down two.
They would have been clowned for another year. And they would have been like, hey, do you even belong in the playoff?
I mean, at this point, I was about to hit send on just basically being like, just no. They're not invited till they at least join a conference. Like, fuck this shit. Let them be independent. Go 10-1 or 11-0 every year and then just whine about not being in and then just fucking tap the sign until, you know what I mean?
I mean, I do think they got some respect beating Georgia, of course. Indiana, not so much. They beat Georgia. It was a hard bath. I thought Penn State was a solid team this year. Penn State, I mean, if you just have to put that all on Aller and Franklin. They would, I believe, would have given Ohio State a much better game.
Oh, I totally agree with that. Yeah, I completely agree with that.
So if I'm Penn State, I'm probably like next year's make or break.
Here's a question. Ryan Day blows that game. Notre Dame comes all the way back, wins in overtime.
Does he get fired?
Does he get fired?
Maybe. Jay, if he blew a 31-7 lead or whatever it was. Yeah.
I believe that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. He gets fired.
Yeah. Maybe. Decent chance. Oh, man. But yeah, Ohio State, man, they fucking took that shit.
Cool season. Ohio State. Congrats. I guess looking forward, is the SEC going to ever be back?
I think they'll be all right.
The SEC, you know, the big boy conference, they beat each other up. Are they ever going to?
Yeah, I think they'll be all right.
Ever going to be able to get through a playoff?
I think Georgia is going to be fine. I still don't trust Heupel.
At Tennessee, yeah.
Yeah, I still own stock in Brian Kelly. I don't care.
Here, I'll buy low. Yeah.
Brian Kelly's going to win a national championship at LSU.
You know, it's not great that Freeman just took over for Notre Dame, led them to a national championship. And
what, then got the exact same result that Brian Kelly got twice or three times?
He made it respectable. No, Kelly never went to multiple national championships.
He didn't go to multiple national championships, but he went. He's been to as many as Freeman. Had, for all intents and purposes, the same result. And then he also got blown out, I think, in one or two semifinal games as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Freeman a little better, but not much. I still like Brian Kelly at LSU. I think in the right year with the right draw, Lane can make a noise in the playoffs.
I guess next year, though, Texas is going to expect big things.
Oh, they're not. Nothing's going to happen.
You got Arch. Yours, I believe, declared for the draft.
Yes, he did.
So he's, I don't think he's
He didn't want to not be a Longhorn. And I love that Texas fans are still like, whatever. Whatever, good.
Dude, he got a raw deal. I would ride for Quinn Ewers. He
fucking babies.
Was one of the better quarterbacks Texas has ever had.
Yes. Even statistically.
Obviously goes Vince Young 1, Colt McCoy 2.
Yeah.
Then maybe Ewers 3.
Yeah. You know what is fucking stupid is I bet you they all still have like such a boner for Sam Ellinger.
No way.
Yeah. There's no chance
people are riding for Sammy.
He's a scrappy little.
Because he went to Westlake?
They love Sam Ellinger.
Yeah, but I mean, so did Quinn went. He's a local boy.
Ish.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
I'll look it up just to be sure. He's Texas. Oh, it says he was born in San Antonio.
Texas just...
Oh, he went to South Lake Carroll.
Yeah.
He went to... That's Dallas.
Texas just wants like a... They just want new. And they don't want Arch sitting for a third season. So I understand that.
Yeah, I do get that too. And that's just... I mean, that's like a good problem, right? It's like, oh no, we have too many blue chip quarterbacks.
Yeah. You know, it does feel good with this season. You don't hang your head if you're... I really feel like if you're Oregon, you're so close.
Yeah.
You're so close. Landon's a great coach.
Did they just get a quarterback?
Yeah, they have a five-star in the mix that they recruited.
Okay. Yeah, Oregon's going to get there, I think.
They're going all in, right?
And honestly, you win a conference championship year one.
You win the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe don't do that.
Yeah, apparently.
Maybe don't win your conference.
Yeah, no joke.
It's an extra game you don't need. Or, yeah, you don't want the bye. I guess every bye team lost, right?
Maybe. Arizona State lost. Oregon lost.
Georgia lost.
Georgia lost.
Boise lost.
God. But also, those teams were all worse.
I know. They were, most of them, other than Oregon, I think they were all dogs. Georgia might have been a favorite as well.
Yeah, and Georgia was full strength. Georgia's better than Notre Dame, but I think that's pretty even once you take out the starting QB. Although Georgia's got problems because get a fucking receiver. For the love of God. They led the NCAA in drops, I think.
Yeah. Kirby's all about the boys in the trenches.
Which, fair enough, but if you're going to do that, you need a better running back than other ETN. You know what I mean?
Dude, they just make them in labs.
Yeah.
All the ETNs.
But you need to get, like, a fucking animal, right? You can't get a little... I mean, not that ETN's, like, small, but he's definitely more of a finesse type of dude. Who was the dude on the Burrow? Clyde Edwards-Hilaire. He's more like a Clyde Edwards-Hilaire type of running back, I feel like. You need a fucking Derrick Henry, Mark Ingram. You need old...
Just need a couple backs.
Yeah.
Ohio State had theirs. Henderson...
Yeah, or even the fucking dudes who were on Kirby's first team that lost to Natty, Chubb and who's the other one? Sonny Michel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he on Kirby? Were they on Kirby's?
That was the team that got walked off by Bama in the championship.
Okay.
That played in the incredible Rose Bowl game against Baker and OU.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So they didn't have any even skill. You can get away with having mid-ass receivers if at least your backs are just animals, but they had like a mediocre transfer back.
Get receivers. I mean, fucking Ohio State was loaded.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Abuka, Smith, like Will Howard had just a plethora of of goods.
Cam Ward would have been a waste of money.
Honestly, yeah. And if I'm Kansas State and I forced out Will Howard,
Jesus.
I feel like...
K-State's in the playoff if they didn't force out Will Howard. Yeah,
easily.
Almost certainly they're in the
playoff. It might be like it's not an exact example, but Texas, hey, look what Kansas State just did, right? They forced out Will Howard for the newer, shinier thing in Avery Johnson.
Yep.
And
who, by the way,
the same results.
Similar profile to Arch when he was a backup, right? The hot young guy they bring in for running packages and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. He and Avery Johnson's a really he's a blue chip recruit too. He's a really high star recruit. So, I hope that happens.
Will Howard won two Big 12 championships?
I think just one.
Okay. But he won the year that TCU went to the fucking playoff.
I think they handed TCU their first loss. Only
loss of the regular season.
Or whatever.
Whatever. But yeah, that's a bow in the college football season. I'm sure Ross is going to talk about it in the NFL show for the first hour.
It's going to be a three-hour show, 1 hour of NFL.
Yeah.
2 hour. Yeah. But yeah, it was a great college football season. I think the 12-team playoff made the regular season more fun. I think the actual thing itself needs work.
And like they said last night, like Van Pelt was interviewing some guys. Like, sure, you can lose to Michigan now, and it's not make or break.
Yeah,
like it's not. Everything's not all in one game,
right?
And that's fine. That's okay.
Yeah.
So actually, no, I'm going to proclaim Michigan the national championships for the second straight year. Because obviously Ohio State avenged their loss to Oregon, but Michigan still got that dub.
Big Ten with back-to-back championships.
I know. SEC down bad.
SEC down real bad. We're a basketball conference now.
Are you? Is that what you pivoted to?
Yeah. Okay. We're all basketball now. It's more money there. Just ask the ACC.
I got to say, we'll touch on this a little bit, but college basketball, being in like a real slaughter of a conference, it's exhausting.
It's not fun.
No. Every game is just a murder after a murder.
Yeah. You're just like, who do we have today? What?
And then you're like, all right, we need to win our home games.
I mean,
it doesn't matter who it is.
That's how it feels playing in the SEC in football most years, too, where it's just like, who's our random game this year? LSU.
But you'll just get bitch slapped like twice a week, three times a week.
Yeah. It's bad. And especially the road games.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we got Kansas going into Houston, going into fucking...
I forgot Houston's there.
Baylor.
Yeah, like, it's a fucking nightmare. Big 12 is still loaded, for sure. Iowa State, who just lost on the road at West Virginia, because even the bad teams are good.
Because it's just really hard to win on the road in college basketball. For some stupid fucking reason. You like, the rims look weird. It's a different backdrop. I understand.
The crowds.
I remember we played at the Sixers court, right?
Yeah.
After a game. And I airballed like my first four shots.
Just couldn't get zeroed in.
The arena's so big.
Yeah.
That just the backdrop of everything. I had no depth perception.
That's why we've talked about this before on different shows, but that's why I hate fucking national championship games in NFL stadiums.
Doesn't seem right.
It's dumb. It's fucking dumb.
Let's get to the real sport, though. College is not quite the NFL.
Oh, yeah. You're a big NFL guy.
Let's talk about the only thing that's important in the world right now, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay. Let's talk NFL football. The playoffs, divisional round is over.
Pour one out for the Lions.
Couple surprises. Do you want to start with your Eagles?
No, we'll finish with the Eagles.
Okay. Yeah. Let's start with the most boring and most predictable game of the week then.
Chiefs-Texans.
Texans at the Chiefs. Chiefs win 23-14 in frigid weather in Arrowhead. Kind of a close game, but I mean, it was never
closer than the score indicates. Also, yeah, man, if I'm a Texans fan, I'm not, you know, super happy with the refereeing of that game.
Were there some controversial calls?
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Quite a few.
Look, if the passer appears roughed, then he's been roughed.
All right. Even Aikman was calling out Mahomes for his flopping bullshit. It was gross. It was disgusting. It set the game back centuries.
Is Mahomes going to turn into the NFL's LeBron?
He is. At this point, he is.
He's NFL's LeBron.
Yeah. Bad dude. Flopper.
Arguably.
Extremely talented, but also a bitch.
Arguably the great. Like, oh man, what if we even get into like Jordan LeBron arguments with Mahomes Brady?
Yeah. Those will start.
Where it's like...
But unfortunately for Mahomes, Brady already has the feather in his cap. He already beat Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's the trump card. Because there would be no argument with Jordan.
Also
LeBron.
Beat him in an AFC championship, right?
Mm-hmm. Although, that at least, I will say...
Chiefs weren't ready for that.
They just got fucked by the NFL's dumbass overtime rules.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, Brady's got that. I mean, well, this is why they want the three-peat so bad, I think. Mahomes has to do something that Brady never did.
I don't want to see it. Nobody wants to see it.
I want to see it. I want to see the history.
I don't even think people in Kansas City want to see it. They're over it. You guys are spoiled. You don't want to become New England Patriot fans, right?
Well, no, they've become, let me...
Cardinal fans?
They've got them here. They've become St. Louis Cardinals fans. For every Chiefs fan out there, I know you hate St. Louis Cardinals fans. You are now St. Louis Cardinals fans. Because the Chiefs fans, here's the difference between Chiefs fans and Patriots fans. Patriots fans have that edge to them, right? Fuck you. They're going to whip a beer can at your fucking, I'm not saying violence doesn't occur.
They got softer, though. The more you win, the worse it gets for your life because...
You can't go to the games. Can't afford the games.
You can't afford the games, but you also, every win just doesn't feel the same anymore. It's just like expected. It's no longer celebrated.
A loss hurts worse in many ways because
it's a sense of relief to win.
Yeah. But the one thing that Kansas City Chiefs fans have and have always had that reminds me of St. Louis Cardinals fans being a native St. Louis and having gone to Mizzou with a lot of Chiefs fans is they have that sort of, aw, shucksy, gee whiz, we just love the sport. We're just big football fans, and we're going to cheer, win or lose. We just love, it's a community thing. We're all just, we're just a fun, it's not like football like the SEC. It's just like this cheese dick Midwestern shit. And now I guarantee you there's people that are like, we're the best fans in football. We're the best. Like, yeah. It's just that, it's.
And you know how that meme was going around for a long ass time where it's like, yay, I'm so happy the game's here. And then a big portion, I want to kill myself.
Yes.
And it's like, yay, we won.
Yep.
If I ever see a Chiefs fan share that again, I'm going to blow your fucking brains out. Like, shut the fuck up.
All right. Well, if no one wants to see the Chiefs, why is the NFL giving them bailout? By the way, the Texans did not play well. It should be noted. Had several turnovers. I think missed a field goal. C.J. Stroud, I don't think.
He missed a field goal, two field goals, and an extra point.
Yeah. So they left 7 points on the board.
Oh, we got to talk about the ultimate backdoor push.
Which was what?
So.
I'm sorry, they didn't have any turnovers, but they missed.
Chiefs, all right, Texans about to, all right, the line is 9.
Mm-hmm.
They lost by what, Rob?
9.
Yeah, because they were down 11.
Okay.
They're going to kick a field goal to make it a two-possession game late.
Right.
Like, you know, pretty unrealistic for them to actually win the game. But if you're a Texans better, like I was,
yeah,
you're like, all right, dude, we're going to back to recover this easy field goal. I think it was like under 40 yards. Maybe it was like 42 or something like that.
I mean, it was fucking cold that day.
It was a very doable field goal is what I'm saying. Chiefs block it. You're like, motherfucker, like, this guy sucks. He's missed two field goals now, an extra point. We should have covered this easy. God damn it. But then the Chiefs get the ball. And then they do something bizarre. Instead of just punting the ball up two scores.
Yeah.
They take a safety.
Why?
I don't know.
Were they able to burn more time?
Not really.
They were still, but it was 9 points. So it was still a two possession game.
Yes.
Does that allow them to put the Texans into worse field position?
That might have been it.
Than a punt from their.
I think so.
30,
so that's why it's like it's going to be a two possession game anyway. Just what if we just kick it off again?
Right.
With like 10, 15 seconds left.
Instead of punting and they get better field position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, shouts to Andy for helping your boy get his money back.
Andy is for... That's what I love stories about coaches that do fucked up shit. Like, Bill Belichick would do that stuff all the time, right? Just, like, mind hack fucking little... Like, they know every rule in the NFL, and they can just take some dumbass shit from, like, a Harvard-Princeton game that they forgot to remove from the rule book 120 years ago and exploit it. And then the NFL's like, oh, fuck. And they have to go and, like, scratch it out before the next season.
Yeah. Kind of disappointing season for the Texans. You know, they lost two of their three best receivers.
Yeah. Injury
Tank
riddled.
Dell and
Stephon Diggs. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of injuries. But they play in a dog shit division, so they should be right back here.
Oh, they're going to run this division for years to come.
Oh, yeah. I think Stroud will be fine next year.
A little bit of a sophomore slump, but
whatever.
He's figuring it out. He played better in the playoffs, I think.
He had a fine game.
Yeah.
Like 95 passer rating. 245 yards. Again, the weather was fucking horrible. No touchdown passes, but I mean, whatever. Like,
I don't understand how Kelsey is left open all the time still.
Oh, my God. At this point, it's like, it's do comical. The Chiefs just spend the fucking whole regular season being like, let's convince everyone that Travis Kelsey is
washed?
Yeah.
Yeah, now he's like first in receptions in postseason history. He's second in touchdowns and yards, I think, behind Jerry Rice.
Damn. Yeah. I mean, he had a game, 117 yards, a touchdown.
He's showing out for Taylor.
Taylor's there. Caitlin's there.
Yeah.
The threesome America needs.
Travis Kelce, fucking Caitlin Clark, and Taylor Swift. What a weird, gangly threesome.
It's all legs. It's all legs and arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we got a very surprising result.
Oh,
night.
Boy. This was a backbreaker.
And I feel bad for my friends in Detroit City.
Every Lions fan I know, I'm so sorry.
Heartbroken.
That...
Because you got punched in the fucking mouth.
They
dude.
Didn't just lose. They lost in such
a lot of turnovers.
Slapdick Lions fashion.
A lot of turnovers. You couldn't stop Daniels. He was carving you up. But again, like Notre Dame, like the Lions had so many injuries.
They did.
An ungodly amount of injuries.
They had a ton of injuries. But even still, if you just maybe don't turn the ball over five times...
Yeah, there was a point in the game where they're down two scores, Goff's driving them, and then he just made, I think it was like first down, he takes a shot in the end zone, just underthrows the receiver, corner undercuts it, gets the interception in the end zone.
It's not what Jared's there to do. Didn't he have a pick right before half, too, maybe, or something like that?
I think that's what it was.
Yeah. You literally, so five turnovers in a game is horrific.
You can't overcome that.
If they had literally just cut that kind of in half... to three turnovers, this game probably maybe goes to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
They lost by 14. They had five turnovers, and they were in it until like the last 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah. People in the group were like kind of clowning the Lions, like, oh, same old Lions. Campbell's always an 0-16 guy. Like, dog, the Lions have never been this good. Dan Campbell's the man.
No. But you wonder, like, all right, okay, Dan Campbell's been incredible the last few years. Now you're going to lose your coordinators. One's already gone. Ben Johnson went to the Bears.
Ben Johnson's a Bear?
Yeah.
No, that sucks. To a division rival.
So the question is...
Your D coordinator couldn't get a stop.
Can you do it again now? I think the DC might be sticking around, but...
I don't know if that's good.
You need a new offensive coordinator. Are you going to keep getting it done? Because that's the thing you always have to ask.
That was a funny part of the game, though. I forget who was announced in the game, but they're like... You know, this defense coordinator, he's been aggressive all year. He's not going to change who he is, no matter if it's working or not. It's like, it's not working. Change things.
If it's not working, change it.
Change
things. Stop doing it.
Stop blitzing. He's carving you.
He's fucking killing you. Yeah, that, I just was watching that game. For most of it, I was like, wow, this is an awesome game. And then the turnovers started to pile up. And I was just like, oh, no. Oh, no, Detroit.
It was fun while it lasted.
Yeah. But at least they
lost. And you know what? I'm not going to admit I was wrong about Jaden Daniels, all right? I'm just early.
Okay.
I'm not wrong.
At least they lost to a fun player. Like, they didn't lose to a boring team. I know it's a different conference, but at least it's the type of thing, like, you know, you get annoyed when it's like, what? The Titans made the AFC Championship game?
What are you talking about? The Commanders are the same thing. They're not a real franchise.
Yeah, but they have fun players.
They need to go back to the Redskins.
It's not a boring team. I think they will, but it's not a boring team. The Commanders are a fun team.
Yeah, but they got a fucking fictional movie name.
Yeah, I agree. That's stupid.
It's a fake-ass team.
So I'm excited to see... I would have been excited to see either of these teams in the NFC Championship. I still am.
I'll give Jaden Daniels credit. He's pretty good.
He's pretty fucking good.
He's pretty fucking good. I'm a little scared.
Yeah.
I'm a little scared. He's kind of cold. Nothing seems to rattle him.
Nothing rattles him, and it's just like it's like a miracle when you get a stop on third and less than or five or less.
I'm starting to realize maybe those games I saw at Arizona State were more on Herm Edwards than him.
You think? Maybe. Is that a Herm problem?
Also, maybe the other team having their playbook. Yeah, Jaden Daniels was actually pretty good despite the other team having his play calls.
Yeah, that can't have fucking helped. All right, let's get into, we'll do Eagles last, so
yeah,
game of the week.
Well, I mean, we can talk about them. Let's just go in order. Eagles, survive against the Rams in the snow.
I thought that game was over. I turned it off.
Oh, yeah, dude, fucking Saquon breaks it, starts hitting his head as he scores the touchdown. We're celebrating. He's starting to do snow angels. We're up 2 scores. We're up 13. There's 4 minutes left. No way. In the snow, Rams can't possibly
no
come back.
No fucking way.
And then they just marched down the field, went hurry up. We couldn't stop them because, you know, in the snow, defenders cannot take any chances.
Dude, we were talking about it, I think, when we were here together or whatever.
Love snow games when my team's not involved.
Yeah, yeah. You were just freaking the fuck out about the snow. You're like, this is bullshit. It's not real.
Because, like, this just dumb shit happens in snow games. We were the beneficiary of a lot of it. Like, there was two fumbles that...
Weak fumbles.
At least one fumble that would not have been a real fumble in a normal NFL
game. The running back fumble?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the one with Stafford, it was just in his hand. Like, that could happen anytime. But, oh, yeah, that running back
fumble.
Granted,
I think we only got a field goal out of that, right?
I think
we got stopped in the red zone.
I don't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they... And then, honestly... It felt like they were maybe going to take the lead in this game. Because if they had scored a touchdown and made the extra point, they would have been up.
Jalen's hurt. He's all fucking perked out of his mind.
But that fucking false start by the Rams on their final drive that allowed you guys to substitute.
Yeah. Because our D-line's gassed.
Absolutely gassed. If that fuck... I mean,
Stafford's carving
that
us.
False start, you can't say for certain... But that false start feels like it cost the Rams that game.
No, it didn't. Shut up.
Cost the Rams the game.
It didn't. Granted, they score a touchdown. I don't know if we're going down the field. Even if we had a minute left, I don't know if we're going down the field.
Yeah. Unless, I mean, can Saquon break another?
Yeah. Because, I mean, Hurts, love him, wearing a jersey right now. But, man, is it tough sometimes. It's tough sledding seeing him throw.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not great.
But then you get like the first drive where he breaks like a 50-yard touchdown run.
Right.
It's like, he is an X factor in some capacity. He does have that. But now he doesn't because he's hurt. He fucking got his leg like all fucked up.
Oh, boy. You're about
Yeah, against the Redskins, we're going to have to just feed Saquon and hope he runs for like 300 yards.
Pretty much. Going to be old smash mouth football.
Also, A.J. Brown dropped like 4 passes. Dog, talk your shit, but catch the ball.
Right. If you're mad about not getting thrown the ball or whatever, or Jalen not being able to get you the ball, and then he gets you the ball.
He tried, and then I mean, there was also a throw he forced to Brown where I'm like, how did the Rams not intercept that? Yeah, let's not force the ball to AJ, especially if he's not going to catch it.
Yeah.
Devonta, he had a drop, but the Rams had in any college game, it would be a target in.
Oh, man. He obliterated that guy.
He obliterated Devonta Smith.
Oh, my God.
But in the NFL, it's just 15 yards. So, yeah, why don't people do that all the time? Don't take the pass interference. Just headhunt.
Yeah, just wait.
Wait for the ball to go into his hands and then just take his head out.
Yeah, decapitate him. And then
take the 15 yards.
Instead of 50?
Instead of the...
Now, granted...
80-yard penalty.
The way that ball was thrown also teed him up.
Yeah. Yeah, Jalen's not the best passer. Whatever, dude. We're going to win despite him. Defense is still good. Fangio, we trust.
Okay. Well, we'll get to
Kellen Moore's probably going to be the new coach for the Cowboys.
I would think so. Why wouldn't you? If you're Jerry.
He just knows the organization.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, Eagles, Redskins, Birds are currently a 6-point favorite. Birds by a million.
We'll talk about it a little bit, but we'll get our next game. The game of perhaps the spiciest takes possible. Ravens.
Two of
Bills.
My favorite quarterbacks, actually.
Yeah.
We were talking about this last night. I don't know if there's an athlete I'd rather trade lives with than Josh Allen.
Oh, man.
Josh Allen has it made right now. He's
Haley
in his prime.
Steinfeld.
He's 28. Yeah, he's engaged to Haley Steinfeld. Just gets to put it to her every day.
Oh, man.
He loses this game to the Chiefs. Still gets to play Pebble
the
week after.
Yeah. Know? Do you think, how old is Josh Allen?
28.
Okay, so when did True Grit come out? Because as hot as Haley Steinfeld is, he was like 13 when that.
Yeah, they're the same age.
Okay, cool.
He's 28, she's 28.
As hot as Haley Steinfeld is, every time I see her, all I could think of her as is the little girl from True Grit.
That Matt Damon's like, you sure are ugly.
Yeah, I know, which I always thought was weird because like, she's not, but I mean, she's also
just a child. Yeah.
Um, But like, that's all I could think of. So I was wondering if it was just like, is Josh Allen just like banging her, being like, oh wait, you're that kid from True Grit?
Probably not. I doubt Josh Allen's seen True Grit.
He probably hasn't. Yeah, I remember when Hailee Steinfeld started her music career, I just like saw a music video of her one day and I was like, is that girl from True Grit? And I was like, why is that girl from True Grit singing about masturbating? Because I was like, what the fuck is going on? It was weird that she went to music because she's a very good actress, actually. Yeah,
she's the voice actress for one of the characters in the Spider-Verse movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gwen Stacy.
She's also in the MCU as the heir to Hawkeye. If you've seen the Hawkeye miniseries
on
Disney+.
I haven't.
It's been renewed for a second season. It's very good. It's very true to its original content.
This just feels like the year of Josh Allen, though. It seems like this is... It's shit or get off the pot here.
You gotta
get over this Chiefs hump.
Chiefs are gonna win.
This is Jordan getting over the Pistons.
This is, I think, Chiefs win. But we'll get to that. But
and yeah,
boy,
dude,
Lamar Jackson.
I hate to say I was right, but dude, the Bills. Josh Allen, he's the man.
Dan
was trying to say Josh Allen sucks before the season started. I'm like, dude,
no,
just
Josh,
wait.
He's fucking great.
He's the top two quarterback in the league.
I would say so.
He's the man. He's the guy. The Bills. I mean, if it's Bills-Eagles Super Bowl, I mean, I'll obviously go 100% to the Eagles.
Here's a question, because let's just get into spicy takes. Is Lamar Jackson a top five quarterback in the league?
Yes, he is. He's not going to win MVP this year because voters get tired of voting for the same guy. And making him a three-time MVP would really put him in kind of like rare territory. So I think Josh Allen's probably going to win the MVP. Not that the postseason game doesn't matter. Had a bit of a rough game at the end. Almost saved it. Threw the game tie-in touchdown.
I mean, saved it from himself, basically.
Yeah.
He had two back-breaking turnovers.
Yeah, but throws a dime for a touchdown and then should have converted the two-point conversion, puts it right in Mark Andrews' hand. Boy, did he... he's going to escape some criticism today because Mark Andrews is definitely taking all that heat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And rightfully so, because that drop was... horrific.
Yeah, it's going to haunt him the rest of his days.
The rest of his days. He might have just cost Lamar a ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's the type of shit that you just carry forever.
But again, dude, it's these quarterbacks aren't bad. They're just playing against each other. If they're in the NFC, the Ravens, like, Lamar's probably been to three Super Bowls by now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a bunch. I think I put Lamar fourth best quarterback in the league.
I don't even put Mahomes as one.
Mahomes is one.
Regular season quarterback, though? No.
It's full overall quarterback.
Okay.
It's Pat Mahomes is one.
I guess you have to by default because of the success.
Because he wins! And by the way, he's also put up crazy numbers and has, I think currently at least...
The real MVP is Joe Burrow this year. Can we agree on that?
Yes, Joe Burrow should win the
Joe
MVP.
Joe Burrow... has insane stats.
I don't give a
fuck. Carried the Bengals to 9 wins.
That he didn't make the playoffs.
I don't care.
Yeah.
He was the MVP this year.
He was by far. Lamar or second, Allen third is how it should go. But I would take Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow over Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Would you take anybody else?
I was looking down the list to see, and it actually gets kind of, not grim, but there is just like a hard second tier after that. I will say this.
Lamar's the top four.
God help Lamar Jackson if a quarterback who is very similar to him makes a Super Bowl his first year.
Jaden Daniels?
Yeah. Because the only excuse Lamar Jackson has for the playoff stuff is just that Mahomes is there, and I guess Josh Allen is there, but it's like...
And Burrow. The four best quarterbacks are in his conference.
I get that, but it's like, okay, but they beat you. Why can't you beat them? If you're just as good as them, why don't you ever beat them in the playoffs? Why don't you make a Super Bowl? Two of them have. Allen hasn't. Allen could very well be the third to make a Super Bowl, though. It starts to get a little weird. And Lamar Jackson, kind of mid in the playoffs.
The only Super Bowl John Harbaugh has won. He beat his brother.
Yeah.
Makes you think.
Threw it? Did Jim throw it?
Maybe.
I wouldn't put it past
you. You had that blackout.
Jim just like...
Mid-Super Bowl.
Jim just walks back into the fucking locker room and chews on a cord until the power goes out.
No, dude, you can't come after quarterbacks for being ass if they don't win a Super Bowl. Dan Marino is one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play.
I'm not saying Lamar Jackson's ass. Lamar Jackson's great.
I know.
Lamar Jackson,
but
is
we shouldn't shit on
favorite.
Their legacies just because their team doesn't get to the
gotta
game.
Win one sometime.
You don't have to.
Not a Super Bowl, but like you gotta get to
you
one. He's only been to one conference.
Mahomes is an all-time great. Yes, he is. Maybe he's coming for Brady. He will never pass Brady, but he will be right there. Allen's an all-time great. Burrow's an all-time great.
I'm not convinced that Allen's or Burrow is an all-time great yet. Mahomes and Jackson actually are the two that have a better case for all-time great than Allen and Burrow.
They'll get there.
Probably. But right now, Josh Allen could end up just being fucking Phillip Rivers.
No. Fuck you, dude. Don't you say Josh Allen is Phillip Rivers. They're not even remotely the same.
I'm just saying. It could end up that way. Lamar Jackson does stuff that like just other quarterbacks have never done.
Josh Allen does things that no other quarterback does.
Okay.
He's a bruiser. He runs. He's got a cannon for an arm.
Yeah.
He's like the dream. Like, you couldn't manufacture a better quarterback
than Josh
in
Allen.
A lab.
Yeah. Well, maybe Pat Mahomes.
Yeah. Well, if you had the referees on your side, yes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And then... Yeah. All right. So we got Bills, Chiefs, Eagles, Redskins.
Yes.
What are we thinking?
Well, you guys are the matinee. Mm-hmm. So you're the first game. What's the weather looking like? 39 degrees and no precipitation. So it should be good football weather. Nothing wacky this week.
In Philly.
Divisional rival.
1-1 for the season. Granted, they beat us with Kenny Pickett.
Okay. So one game doesn't count.
Yeah.
That much.
Yeah.
Different team now. I'll say this. I think it's a really good, really even matchup because their head coach is better than your head coach.
I don't know about that.
It's 100% true.
How, dude? Stop shitting on Sirianni, all right? I'm tired of people shitting on Sirianni. He's got one of the high. He's been coach 4 years, right?
Okay.
He's made four playoffs. Four fucking playoffs.
I like Dan Quinn better. But you have probably the best coordinator. In Vic Fangio. Although...
Turned our defense of, like, the same dudes from, like, 30th to 1st.
Yeah.
In a season. We got Cooper DeJean. Hasn't given up a touchdown.
I'm really, really excited for this game.
I think Mitchell might be out, which sucks. So...
How are you going to stop Jaden from being Jaden?
If Mitchell's out, that's an issue. Our secondary is not as strong.
Who's spying him? Everybody?
Probably Bond.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully he turns back into a pumpkin.
Do you like the line?
6? No. I mean, if I was to... I think Eagles win, but I would go Commanders +6.
Yeah.
I think an Eagles win by 3. That's also another storyline. Jake Elliott has been ass. So, like...
Your kicker?
Our kicker is a liability.
Oh, yeah.
He made some big field goals at the end there, but he missed 2 extra points.
It's a huge question mark.
Yeah.
It's a huge fucking question mark. And then, I think this is a game where I think the Commanders cover. I could see them losing still by a touchdown. And what
Hurts,
I mean by that is, like, it's one possession, but they need a touchdown at the end.
If Hurts is out or, like, gets banged up and has to get taken out, you can't go to Kenny Pickett.
Who do you go to?
You go to Tanner McKee.
Just run the Wildcat.
No, Tanner McKee is our third string quarterback.
I know, I'm just saying run the Wildcat instead.
No, Tanner McKee's the fucking man, dude. Have you seen the stats?
No.
He fucking...
No, I haven't seen the fucking Eagles third string quarterback stats.
He's the man. All right, Tanner McKee, he might be the future. Many are saying he's the future.
Where'd he go to school?
Stanford.
Okay. Well, Elway, Andrew Luck.
Tanner McKee.
There's a pedigree there.
There we go, dude.
Why not? Yeah, I don't think the Eagles cover this. I think the Commanders win.
Fuck you.
I think the Commanders, Jaden Daniels, just sets the world on fire. Absolutely electric.
No way. Not a prayer.
How many times do you think you're Saquon Barkley touches the ball? I mean, you basically... you just have to keep Washington off the fucking field.
37 times.
Like,
Between throws and runs, little dump passes... 37 times.
Yeah. I hope so. That's the only way. You just can't give Jaden Daniels time on the field.
We win the Super Bowl, I'm naming my firstborn after Saquon.
I have fun with that.
Saquon Regester.
Saquon Murphy Regester.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Let's go.
People are like, what? Is that an Irish name? Like really old Irish?
Yeah.
Saquon.
You got to say it like that too.
Saquon.
Yeah.
Saquon Murphy.
What about, or just Barkley, right?
Yeah, maybe Barkley would be better.
Barkley Murphy.
Barkley sounds very white. This is our child, Barkley.
It's a good, also, Barkley would also be a good like dog name.
It's a great dog name.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a shit human name. Barkley goes to yoga with his
mom. Only name my dogs after great Philadelphia athletes.
Yeah, you got to get, once your current one dies.
Chase Motley.
Next one going to be Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley. There we go. Done. I might rename Chase that now.
Okay.
I would never dishonor Chase Motley like that. But
yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, I got Eagles by 3, and I got Bills. Josh Allen, it's time. He's getting over the hump. Fuck the Chiefs. Fuck the refs. Bills-Eagles Super Bowl is going to be super fun. In New Orleans? Are you kidding me? Ugh. I have to be stuck in the studio. I would... Man, I want to go to New Orleans so bad.
They thought the truck was bad. Wait till a bunch of Eagles and Bills fans show
just
up.
Just jumping through tables.
Good
and
Lord.
Setting the streets on fire.
The Chiefs is -2 at home, so basically a pick 'em.
Yeah, give me the Bills money line.
It'll be a cold, clear day there as well, 34 degrees.
I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of the Chiefs. So is America. America's done with them.
I think this is their 7th straight AFC championship game.
Done with them. Nah, I've had enough.
This is the year of the dynasty. Dodgers win.
I don't want a rematch. I don't care. I don't care to beat the Chiefs. I want Bills.
I do not want to watch another Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl, which is why I'm rooting for the Commanders. And I'm rooting for the Chiefs.
Yeah, it's like a dick, Rob.
Go Chiefs. I think the Chiefs win this game. People are going to fucking hate it. Absolutely fucking hate it.
It's going to come down to like a major call, too.
Maybe. I think, by the way, whatever the Kelsey touchdown.
Like Josh Allen or Mahomes is going to be down 2. It's going to be just out of field goal range. He's going to like do one of his bullshit slides where he kind of like fakes the defender out, then goes down and then gets the hit on him.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like such a soft hit.
15-yard penalty.
15-yard penalty. Butker kicks the fucking field goal
no
to win
problems.
The game.
They go to another Super Bowl.
It's going to suck.
Dude, the Chiefs are absolutely winning this game. I assume Kelsey's touchdown over-under is going to be 1.5 or a half. What do you think?
Kelsey will have, it'll probably be a half, but it'll be minus money.
Take the over, though. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
He'll score a touchdown.
He's going to score 2, I think.
I think that's just you have to bet Travis Kelsey to score a touchdown in every playoff game.
Yeah, 100%. He's,
until he doesn't do it.
He's getting a touchdown in this game, no question. Chiefs are going to win at home. They're going for the three. These guys want the fucking three-peat, dude.
I don't care what they want.
They want the fucking three-peat.
I don't know why Roger Goodell's like bowing down to the mantle of Mahomes.
Because he's their biggest star.
Is he?
And you got to put Taylor Swift back up on the suite for the Super Bowl.
That's the only reason why. This has all been planned. This is all scripted.
Yeah. Got to get that huge media market, Kansas City.
Well, you have Swift and you have Mr. Pfizer.
Yeah. I'm just pretty sure the Chiefs are going to have no problem here. Isn't the Bills' defense kind of ass, too?
Not. Josh Allen said, you guys have been doubting the defense all year.
Yeah.
They show up.
Okay. Also, the Bills won their regular season matchup, which does not portend well.
They always do that. They always beat the Chiefs in the regular season. Yeah. And they just can't get it done.
Yeah.
Dude, that's going to suck, too, if Allen like leads them to a game leading score, but he gives Mahomes like 5 seconds.
I mean, they'll score a touchdown with like 42 seconds left.
Mahomes is going to get the ball and score and win.
Yeah.
It's going to suck so much. Mm-hmm. It's going to suck so much. I don't want that.
Here's the thing about the Chiefs.
I got to manifest the Bills-Eagles.
Here's the thing about the Chiefs, too, that is not a lot of people are talking about, I guess. Everyone's back. D-Hop is there now. That's rushing.
Hopkins, whatever.
He's still
he's
there.
He's pretty washed.
Hollywood Brown is
also
back.
Not. He's whatever.
I'm just saying, it's not even about. It's not even about whether they're washed or not. It's that these fucking
Hollywood Brown was never good.
It's that the names are there and they're like they have to watch them. And by the way, DeAndre Hopkins is still absolutely good enough where Andy Reid can scheme him into like an 80-yard two touchdown game if he sees something.
He can roll it back.
Yeah,
he still got a little in the tank. He is washed. He's like nowhere near what he was.
Yeah. I agree with that.
But yeah, he has the capability to go up and get a fucking jump ball and come down with like a 50-yard pass play.
Mm-hmm.
You also got Xavier Worthy. Mm-hmm. Run some screens for him.
Yeah. There's weapons all over the field.
Yeah. But we got Josh Allen, baby.
I think the Chiefs take this game. I'm rooting for Chiefs Commanders Super Bowl. You want Eagles Bills?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want what is good for this country. What America wants, you want the most fucking sadistic shit possible.
There's nothing sadistic about the fucking
it's gross.
Redskins being there.
Yeah, it is.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
You want to see Cliff Kingsbury succeed?
Yes, I love that. I love that all you need to do is go to Thailand, then do a bunch of redacted, and then come back, and all of a sudden your life is turned around. I don't know what he did over there. He won't talk about what he did over there.
No, we won't. No, I actually love Cliff. But it's just more like their franchise. Until they go back to the Redskins, I just can't take you seriously.
That's fine.
I just can't take the Commander seriously. You're not a real organization.
But Jaden Daniels.
You're some Titan ass shit.
Jaden Daniels in a Super Bowl? That's fun.
It's not.
It's a blast.
I hate it.
I'm sure you do.
It has me in fucking the walls of Jericho. It's got me in hell. If Jaden Daniels wins the Super Bowl.
What would make you... But you hate the Cowboys the most, right? Out of that division?
Easily.
Okay, so when the Giants were winning Super Bowls, you were annoyed, but not...
Yeah, but I don't know why. I always had like an affinity for Eli.
I like Eli.
I never minded Eli.
Yeah, same. Same.
And also, we just kind of own the Giants.
Now.
Well, then, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just think about the Miracle at the Meadowlands.
And then they would
Deshaun Jackson just returns that for a touchdown.
Then they would just win in the playoffs. Not even against you.
Not
but
even against us, yeah.
But just they would make the runs.
Yeah. Well, we did too. You know, Andy.
That was a little before.
Yeah, but Andy had a good run.
I know, but that stopped.
By the Eagles, we were like, for like 14 years there, we were like a perennial NFC East power.
I know. Under Andy.
Even if we didn't win the conference, we usually won...
You
got a wild card spot.
Got to the conference championship game for like 6 years in a row.
Three.
No, more than that.
We got to four. I think we got to three in a row.
Okay. With McNabb.
McNabb, yeah. We lost to the Rams, Panthers, which was gross.
Yeah, that trash the Bucks. Panthers team.
We lost to the fucking Cardinals.
The Kurt Warner Cardinals?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good team, though.
We were up, though.
I know, but that team was fucking sick.
Larry Fitz.
And Anquan Boldin to a revitalized Kurt Warner.
It is what it is. Happy for Andy. Happy for his success. But he's had enough now. He's had enough. Fat man.
This is just Philadelphia not wanting to see their own succeed. You know? Just jealous.
I can't even say he left us. That we fired him. I think.
Yeah, you chased him out of town.
It was like a mutual pardon.
You rolled him out of town on a plank.
Listen. It worked out for everybody. It took a while for us.
Yeah. It did.
But, yeah, we need to give Sirianni a little bit more credit, all right? He's got one of the highest winning percentages of any coach.
Okay.
He's made the playoffs four straight years.
I still think Dan Quinn's done an insanely impressive job this year.
Yeah, for sure. And I hated that the Commanders hired him because I knew he was the best part of the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, easily. Look at their defense. Look at the Cowboys' defense this year. Was that?
Yes. And Quinn is basically their de facto DC.
Not that the Commanders' defense has been that stout this year.
No, it's whatever.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's okay.
I think it does well for what they have.
It's like a meaty part of the bell curve.
Yeah. Yeah. So, good enough.
Anything else? You had tennis?
I'm excited to get... So, the quarters are happening in the Australian Open right now, and Djokovic just fucking glassed Alcaraz. Like, Alcaraz took the first set, and then Djokovic... Next
so Djokovic
three.
Just has to win one more? Two more?
Djokovic wins this major. He will have the most majors all time of anyone, male or female. Right now, he has the most all time in the Open era, but he is tied, I think, with Margaret Court because she has one right before the Open era, which is the equivalent of saying she has a championship right before the Super Bowl started or whatever.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that would put him in first place all time total. And the Australian Open is his best event. So.
Okay.
He's still got other dudes in the field, I believe, who are tough. I think Sinner might still. Actually, no. Yeah. He's not, I think. Australian Open bracket men's. Let's see who's in it real quick.
That's fine. We don't have to get this in the weeds. I was just like, hey.
Just doing me a favor. Yeah, Sinner's still in there.
Bone.
He's still got a lot of. He's got to play Zverev next. That'll be an incredible match. And then Sinner's on the other side of the bracket. So Blake Shelton, Florida Gator, still in the mix.
Oh. Okay, I was like, what does the
country... Or Ben Shelton, I'm sorry.
What does the country singer have to do with
Ben
this?
Ben Shelton. Get that mixed up. Ben Shelton, Florida Gator, one of America's finest in the quarterfinals.
Do we have anyone coming in? Do we have any American that's going to be
Taylor
like...
Fritz just made the U.S. Open final last year. Fritz and Shelton are both really good.
Are they good, though?
Yeah.
Are they actually a threat to win a major?
Yes. If you make a major final, you're a threat to win a major.
It wasn't like a fucking Fugazi.
No. I think Shelton's better. I like Shelton better.
Do we have anyone in the pipeline coming? Like some fucking Asian kid?
I don't know. I don't follow the 16-year-olds.
Unless like a 19-year-old.
Unless it's 20. A women's tennis player because they somehow go pro when they're like 16.
Yeah. Same with golf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Female golfers, like if you don't win a major by like 14, you're bust.
Right. But the men take a little longer to cook. But yeah, Shelton's legit. I like Shelton a lot.
Okay. We also had UFC this weekend in L.A., kind of crazy. I like the Clippers arena. The new arena.
Where? Is it next to the Rams stadium?
I don't know.
Okay, whatever.
I don't know where it is. Inglewood, I think?
Yeah, and that's next to the Rams.
Yeah. Cool little venue. Big screen. Kind of gave like a mini Sphere vibes.
That's sick. I can get into that.
Yeah.
Any interesting results?
Islam dominated because Sarukian had to fall out. He had weight... cut related injury with his back, so Moicano came in, dropped, or maybe Islam slipped, but for the first like 30 seconds I think he might have dropped Islam. Then just was like, all right, bet, and then finished him in like the next minute or two. That was expected. Umar, Habib's little cousin, lost to Merab. He just got cardioed to death. So Merab is this like little Georgian that'll just he takes you down over and over and over again until you just get gassed.
I love that.
So Merab defends his title. He's got a pretty good path now. That was his hardest challenge in the division. So he'll probably be champion for the next like 2 or 3 years because there's really nobody in his way.
Yeah.
Like he's gonna get the Sean O'Malley rematch and he already dominated Sean O'Malley.
Right.
He'll do that again. He'll get Peter Yan. He already dominated Peter Yan. So Merab's set himself up to make quite a little bit of money because the only way you make money is if you have a title and you get pay-per-view points and you get
title defense and
you get more money with the belt.
Look at him.
Jiří, Jamal Hill. That was the fight of the night in my opinion. It was awesome. Jiří's this crazy like Czech dude. He usually has like a samurai bun.
Okay.
He shaved it, though, in solidarity for one of his fans that had cancer.
Aww.
That he brought to the venue. She was, I don't know if they're boning or something, but...
What?
It's an adult. It's okay. Not like a child.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they're just friends, but yeah. Fucking Joel has said his wife has met Jiří before. He's apparently just like a giant golden retriever as a human.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, he's a big doofus.
Does he have just the same amount of brain cells as a golden retriever?
Probably. Yeah, he's not very smart, but he is awesome. He's like the most electric and entertaining fighter, I think, in the UFC because he gets hit a lot.
Yeah.
And he acts as if it doesn't affect him.
I love that.
He almost hulks up in real life.
You want to see like blows, right? Nobody wants a grapple.
That's why I think it was like the best fight of the night because Hill was landing shots, but then he would come back and he dropped him. He dropped Hill twice, eventually knocked him out, got the TKO.
Yeah.
It was a great fight.
If I'm going to watch something, it's two guys blowing each other for sure.
Just going back and forth. Blowing each other. Two guys blowing each other.
That's what I.
Two guys, 69.
When I think of UFC, I think of two guys blowing each other.
Yeah.
That's the best version of it.
And I think that's how we go out for the show.
For Dan Regester, I'm Rob Fox. We'll catch you later.
Yeah, we'll be back. Adios.
Yep. Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.